We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we'll just start the next sugiyah. The next sugiyah basically focuses on what makes Yovel tick. Meaning, we have a lot of mitzvos that the Torah tells us to do on Yovel. Which ones are the ones that without it you wouldn't have a Yovel? The Torah says, and then we'll just introduce our Gemara. And we'll really learn it next week. Torah says, "V'kidashtem et shnat ha-chamishim shana." I want you to sanctify that 50th year. "Ukratem d'ro ba'aretz lechol yoshvea." And I want you to make a declaration of freedom to all its inhabitants. "Yovel hi." It is a jubilee year. "Tiyelachem." That's how I want it to be for you. "V'shavtem yishel achuzato." I want you each to go back to your plot of land. "V'ishem mishpachtot tashuvu." When everyone goes back to their family. So now the Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following Braisa. Yovel, yeah.
So did we learn the Yovel is not contingent on anything?
No, we said then that we will have to see this Gemara as to what it's contingent on. That's what we said. Yovel hi, the Pasuk says, it is Yovel. Coming to teach me, Yovel, it is a Yovel, afal pi shaloshamtu, even though no one takes a break from their land. Meaning, maybe the master is going to say, I'm not setting you free. Everyone's working. This ain't no Yovel. If no one else is keeping Yovel, I'm not keeping Yovel. You see, everyone's working in their fields on Yovel, so I'm not letting you free. Tells us the Braisa, it is Yovel, and you have to, the Pasuk repeats Yovel here a second time to tell me it is Yovel, regardless, even if the following was not done. Even though people did not perform the Shemitah of the year, meaning they didn't let things go, they didn't let the land go fallow. Even though the courts did not blow the horns. Yeah? So, Lo Shamtu over here is to let go of the lands to return to their original owner. And afal pi shelo taku, the courts did not blow the shofar. Yachol, I might think that it'll be a yovel, even afal pi shelo shalchu, even though they didn't let the slaves go free. Talmud lomar he. That's why the Torah says it is a yovel. It meaning pertaining. It is a yovel. It is a yovel, provided that they let the slaves go free. If even that wasn't done, then you don't have to take a break from harvesting and planting and all that.
On a national level or on a...
Oh, so that's a good question. How do we gauge it? It seems it's on a national level, yeah. So it's only Yovel. It's only Yovel to set the slaves... It's only Yovel if people let the slaves free. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says no. Yovel he. That's coming to tell me. Apal pi shelo shamtu. Even though they didn't let the lands go back to their original owner. Apal pi shelo shilchu. Even though they didn't send the slaves free. Yachol apal pi shelo taku. You might think it's Yovel even if they don't blow the shofar. Talmud lomar he. So that the Gemara is going to go into, wait a second, where did they get this from and how do we derive this? That's going to be our Amud Bezrat Hashem next week. Please come with Chumashim for next week and we'll start again from the top of the page from this Braisa and we'll see it through with the Gemara.